Now, anyone who is a book lover will know just how incredible the Australian writing scene has been over the last few years, whether it's Trent Dalton and, of course, Boy Swallows Universe, absolutely going gangbusters around the world, and, of course, Jane Harper, her most famous novel, at least, The Dry, being such a global smash, and, of course, a fantastic movie as well. Someone who has absolutely joined those ranks is my next special guest on the show. It's an absolute thrill to speak to him, a huge fan. His name is Chris Hemmer. He is an award-winning former journalist, but of course, more recently, an award-winning and best-selling author. And I mentioned Jane Harper in The Dry because Chris Hemmer has really perfected, I guess what people, there's a few names for it. People call it outback noir, rural noir, bush crime tales, or whatever you want to call it. It's an absolutely such a popular genre right around the world, not just Australian, which is what I'm very keen to chat to Chris about. Chris Hemmer, welcome to the show.
Gavin, so good to be with you.
Now, Chris, it's hard to know where to start. As I said, we had a quick chat before off air, and I'm such a huge fan, being a former newspaper journo and a wannabe novelist. So to see your career, mate, it's just absolutely extraordinary to see. Scrublands, of course, was your first book. It's absolute inspiration for me. I know that. It's a brilliant, brilliant tale. Tell us, Chris, this popularity of this particular genre, and obviously there are differences within it, but this outback noir, this sort of rural noir sort of trend that is just so popular around the world, even though they're such Aussie tales. Why? How is this happening?
It's all happened in a few years. Mm. Like, I think if I'd written a Scrublands 10 years ago, I might not even have got it published because the accepted wisdom amongst publishers is that Australian crime wouldn't sell. Mm. So they either didn't publish it or didn't promote it. And then because they didn't publish it and didn't promote it, it didn't sell. So it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then you mentioned her, Jane Harper, her book The Dry sort of exploded onto the scene, did remarkably well. And then all the other publishers went, oh, this sells. And people like me, I was lucky. I was Johnny on the spot. Scrublands was already with an agent then. And there was this pent-up pool of very talented Australian crime writers just waiting to go, champing at the bit. Some of them have been writing and publishing books but not getting much attention for years, and others who couldn't get published. So, yeah, now it's definitely, and I'd say to your listeners, you know, there's so much very good Australian crime. Go to your local bookshop and ask them and they'll tell you which one might suit you. Mm. But there's plenty there.
I mean, it's just extra. I mean, I researching our chat, you know, I've read news articles and interviews with you in the UK, in the US, all over the place. I mean, just try and just drill down into it. I mean, like I said, some of, you know, the Scrublands as one example, it's, I mean, it is such a very Aussie tale. There's lots of, you know, lots of Aussiness, if I could put it that way, in those books. And, you know, you would think someone in the US or in the UK, they, you know, wouldn't have much of that in-depth knowledge or background of our country and our culture and our way. I mean, Chris Hemmer, why is it that they are able to fall in love with these books?
I think it's the same for Australian readers. The books that I really like as a reader are those immersive ones where you enter a different kind of world or a different take on the world in which we live. Mm. And in writing, I'm very much like that as well. I'm trying to build this different sort of take on things so the reader can leave behind their daily life and enter it. So I think that works for the reader, whether they're here or whether they're overseas. So a lot of the people, for example, who are reading these books, sort of this rural noir, as you called it, they're often in the cities in Australia, so it's not where they live either. It's this imagined place outside of the cities. Mm.
Let's talk a bit more broadly about the crime genre itself. Your work and others, of course, Peter Temple being a good example, there's just an absolute, they're almost literary novels, more so than crime novels, which, you know, perhaps in the past haven't had a great reputation, with a few exceptions. I mean, Chris, why, you know, and crime novels in general, just absolutely, of course, the bestsellers category around the world. I mean, again, why are we so enamored, so in love with the crime genre itself, do you think?
Look, there's a couple of things there. I think one of the appeals of a crime book, you do have plot, you do have action. I think part of the appeal is we live in an uncertain world, and certainly in crime books, we love the uncertainty of the plot, but we also like the fact that in the end, it's all resolved. We know what happened, and typically justice is done.
Yes.
So that's one aspect. The other aspect, which you touched on, is that there's many books now that, even if they're not strictly speaking literary books, there's literary merit. Mm. And one of the great inspirations for me was Peter Temple, the person the writer that you mentioned. And he demonstrates, as well as anyone, that having a good crime story is not incompatible with having good characters, good setting, good writing, some literary merit. They're not mutually exclusive, just the opposite. They're sort of mutually reinforcing.
Let's turn to your brand new book, The Tilt. I've only just started reading it because it only arrived in the mail a couple of days ago, but once again, you are just thrust right into the action. And again, those literary qualities, you can smell and taste what the characters are experiencing. It's just absolutely, absolutely incredible. We see a return of Detective Constable Nell Buchanan. She, of course, was in one of your other bestsellers, Treasure and Dirt, from a couple of years ago. Tell us, it is sort of set in that sort of New South Wales, Victoria border area. Tell us about your process for A, coming up with the ideas, but also the research. Do you visit these areas? How do you immerse yourself in this world that you're creating on the page?
So the book is set in a real place. It's the Barmamillawa Forest, which is down on the Murray River. It's the world's largest river red gum forest. Now, and that's the setting for the book. Now, I've changed the names and the characteristics of some of the towns that surround the forest. But the forest itself is a real place. I first visited it many years ago, 12, 13 years ago, when I was writing a non-fiction book about the River Murray or the Murray-Darling Basin. And at that point, the forest was hit by drought. It was dying. It was in real crisis. But I was told that in its natural state, it's only a forest 9 months of the year, and it's a wetland the other three. So that's how it was back before all the dams that were built. Then I heard just this last couple of years with the La Nina and all the rain that we've been seeing, you know, particularly in southeast Australia, the forest has flooded again. And I went down and looked at it, and it's magnificent. Think of something like the Florida Everglades, but without, you know, the crocodiles, and with really big gum trees in it. And it's very beautiful. And as soon as I saw it again, I went, right, this is the setting for my next book. Nell is in there. She's sent down because a body is found in this forest. She's sent down. She's reluctant to go for two reasons. One, because the body is quite clearly from decades ago. So she thinks investigating it is hopeless. It'll end up being a cold case. And the second reason is she grew up around there and she's sort of estranged from her parents who still live nearby. She goes down, but sure enough, it's not just a cold case. More bodies are found. Violence starts escalating. And then the real clincher is, I guess, she starts to suspect that members of her own family are implicated in these murders. And that's at the gist of it. There's actually three timelines. There's one story that's a tale of a young lad in the Second World War who has to take the family's cattle into the forest to feed. And then there's another storyline with a teenage girl growing up in a nearby town. And at the first, it seems those three stories, the boy, Jimmy, the girl, Tessa, and Nell, the detective, have nothing to do with each other. But of course, as the book goes along, their fates start becoming intertwined.
Wow, that doesn't sell copies of the book, nothing will. Fantastic, fantastic description, intriguing. And as you said, wow, absolutely fantastic, multi-layered story. Now, you are, of course, Chris Hemmer, coming to Cairns. Very, very exciting. You'll be appearing at Earlville Library at Earlville Shopping Town next Thursday, 3 p.m., 13th of October. Very, very exciting. What can people expect if they want to come and meet you and have a listen to you? Yeah, what can people expect at that event next Thursday?
Well, we'll be talking. We won't be doing spoilers of the book, but we'll talk a little bit about it. And my other books, Q&A, people in the audience will be able to ask questions. And, of course, books will be for sale, and I'll wait around for as long as is necessary to sign anyone's books. If you've already got books, you don't have to buy them there. You can bring your books in, and I'll sign the ones you've already got. So I'm doing events like that all the way up the coast from Brisbane, and we end up in Cairns. So I'm really looking forward to it. And meeting some of the readers.
Fantastic. And can you believe that you are on a book tour, Chris Hemmer, after, you know, all those years in journalism? I mean, it must just be still surreal for you after the last few years of your success.
Well, it is, and particularly this is the book tour that was planned for 2 years ago,
right,
and
yes.
Then last year, and COVID stopped it.
Yes.
So now I'm still pinching myself. It's a dream come true.
Absolutely wonderful. As I said, Chris Hemmer's new book, The Tilt, is out now. You can meet the man himself. Q&A, get your Chris Hemmer book signed. He'll be at Earlville Library next Thursday, 13th of October. You can contact the library for further details. Chris Hemmer, an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the new book, The Tilt. We look forward to seeing you in Cairns next week.
Thanks so much, Gavin.